1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 says this, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil, go to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king from among his sons.'" So notice what God does not say. God does not say, "I see a promising up-and-comer. I have found a man that has great potential. Let's go check him out further. Let's put him through the vetting process and let's see what shakes out." Those are not at all the instructions. This is not a suggestion that God is giving Samuel. This is not to be seen as a great possibility. No, the text tells us that God has provided for himself a king. "Make preparations to anoint a new king, Samuel, because I have already provided him for you." The language of the text leads us to this point of providence. God says, "I have provided for myself." In other words, God chose Bethlehem. God chose Jesse. God chose this particular person that he's about to unveil for us. He says that he's made the arrangements. He has orchestrated the events and times and places in order to fulfill God's will. And what we learn from 1 Samuel 16 is that God is not rushing around heaven trying to make lemonade out of lemons. We learn that God doesn't resort to a plan B or plan C. This is not a game of chess where he's waiting on your next move or Satan's next move before he decides what he will do. God doesn't have pitchers in the bullpen in case a different or unknown scenario might pop up. God pushes and pulls history and reality along as he ordains, for his glory and the believer's good. God keeps and cooperates with and governs all created things to fulfill and accomplish his purposes. This doesn't mean that God does evil, but it does mean that evil does not lie outside the parameters or preservation or governance of God. As you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Cherokee LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the United States.